Your name, please?
Malcolm Boyd.
And your occupation and position?
I'm a priest, a writer, and a fellow at Yale University.
How does the established church help people nowadays, or does it?
Well, I think the established church, and what is the established church? I think we are as much princes of the church as anybody, probably, aren't we? Aren't we the establishment, too, you know? I don't know what it is anymore. It certainly isn't some little Wizard of Oz sitting in some building in New York. I know that. You know, I mean, but I've felt that the established church did hurt people in a number of ways, and it helped them in a number of ways. I have felt that people were hurt sexually, sometimes by their understanding of the church, maybe, if they were all hung up and uptight and everything. And I have felt that politically, maybe, they were hurt, if they felt that Christianity had to do with the soul but not the body and the mind, not the whole man and not the whole society. But again, the very church that is somewhat responsible for these things, and it is also responsible for the other side of the coin, for the Judeo-Christian tradition that screams and shouts at us about prophetic religion and about sacramental religion and about what is the essence of Christianity. So, I mean, the very church that is contributing to hang-ups is also contributing to health, I think. I guess it's all there, isn't it?
Does the underground church lose contact completely with the established church? Do they sort of write it off as a lost cause?
No, I don't think so at all. In fact, no, not at all. The establishment church, and again, it's so hard to know even what we mean. The establishment church now, I don't think one has to be so angry. You know?